happy to finally get a look at a game after all the offseason tinkering?
Yeah, it's good to get back to knowing that we're going to get a full games used out of our starters. So just kind of getting back in that rhythm. It's not going to be easy. Anytime we play this first game, you'll get some guys kind of moving in and out. We'll probably use more players than what we normally do as the season goes on. But first game back, you know, the anxiety levels get high, and guys, you know, use a lot of energy just, you know, even in pregame.
Just the way your receivers learn all the positions and their versatility, does that mean that you're not so much scrambling this week with Walter's news, but kind of been prepared for that to be without him just because of that versatility?
That's kind of the way that we've developed our system. Is one of the ways I always explain it is that X, Y, Z, F, it's irrelevant. I could put blank circles here and we should understand who should do what just by our play calls. And those guys have always just kind of approached that way, whether it be a rookie coming in or one of our veteran guys. So that's why it wasn't really a big shell shock for anybody in that room.
Was that one of the things you liked about Emmanuel when you guys were looking at him, because he could fit anywhere in your scheme?
Really, any of our guys can do that, and that's why we like all of them. That whole group is very flexible, and we can use it, you know, all those guys in different positions. And probably the guy that just has the furthest way to go right now is Cody, just because he hasn't done it as long. So, but the rest of those guys, they understand what they need to do and where they can go, what spots they can play, and what to do in them.
So when you're drafting guys or, you know, looking for free agents, how important is that versatility, though, a guy that?
It helps, because your flexibility is really the key to making sure guys can move around and you don't get, you know, pinned into just one formation. And that it's happened in the past where you kind of get stuck. And right now I feel like we got a lot of guys that can play different positions, which really helps our scheme.
Does that also apply to third down? One of Wes's great abilities over the last his career is that third down guy that's hard to cover. He gets in the middle of the field where he creates mismatches. Can you see where you just kind of slide the variables around to still have that option on third down for Peyton, or options, plural?
Yeah, we always try to give him as many options as possible. The one thing that was what we appreciated about Wes was he was always very reliable as far as getting open on third down critical situations. I remember one when we were in Kansas City last year and we were kind of in a little bit of a rut. I just remember him on the sidelines, just give me the ball on third down and I'll get us a first down. And he did it. He made a great catch, got us going, and it was like we snapped out of the little rut we were in. But that was one of the things. His leadership will be missed. But the good thing is we do have a lot of guys in that room that will step up, and whether it be O-line, running backs, wide receivers, our whole group has to step up to replace his value.
And what's your level of appreciation for a guy like Bubba Caldwell, even though you draft a receiver, but he gets re-signed here, now with maybe another opportunity, but he's just kind of always ready to go and catches touchdowns when they're throwing the play?
Bubba's a true pro. He never complains. He always just makes sure he's ready to go, and when his number's called, he goes out there and he performs. San Diego last year was a perfect example. We weren't really sure how we were going to play that game. We started off with a different personnel grouping. He gets in. He becomes the impact guy of the game. So my trust level in him is through the roof. And I know every day I practice, he brings it 100%. And then he gets better. And then when we play him in games, he comes out and he performs well.
There's been talk this is kind of a golden age of quarterbacks with Manning, Breeze, Brady. And this Breeze joked about playing until he's 45. But can you see the way the game is now and the way mentally these guys understand and slow the game down? Can they play longer than we're used to seeing guys play?
I'm the wrong guy. You'll have to ask one of those guys that are. I'm younger than all those guys.
Yeah, I know you're younger. I mean, that's why I asked. Can you see it with Peyton?
I can't speak for him. You'll have to ask him that question. And you knew that was coming. Why you asked me that question?
Can you coach until you're 45?
Yeah.
I hope so. things went wrong quick.
What can you take from last year's game, particularly what the Colts did, what the Colts cornerbacks did in playing aggressively?
They did a really good job as far as getting in our face. They got physical with us on the line of scrimmage, and as the game went on, we did a better job. I think we got shocked a little bit early because that was the first time we had some difficulty getting open, and the pressure got to us a little bit. And Greg Minuski and Coach Pagano did a great job as far as changing up some things and attacking us a different way than what we had been. It was a great learning experience for us, even though we lost. But it was a great learning experience for us down the road. We learned from that game. And I think this time, you know, our guys are ready. I wasn't sure if they understood how good that secondary was. They did a really good job and held us in check, and it took us a while to get going.
Can you talk
talk about your running backs. You're a little bit younger this year. Anything you say to them and what your confidence level is going into this first game?
Well, that's one thing about Monte that I don't feel like we got a second-year guy. I feel like he's been with us a long time. I guess when you go to the Super Bowl, it feels like two seasons right there, and he played a lot early. And now it's really my confidence in him is great, and I'm not worried about him. It's the younger guys. Well, CJ's been doing it for a little bit, but we got to throw him in there and see what he's going to do. And Ronnie and Juwan, we'll see what's going on with them and who ends up being up for this game.
How important is it to establish the run? Much has been said about it since last season. How important is that in week one here?
You always want to be able to establish the run and try to find some kind of balance, whatever that term means anymore. So, but I think we'll always try to start off and get our running game going. And really you're looking for efficient runs and trying to win more of those than you lose. We consider 50% of our runs, if that's efficient, 4 yards or more, we're having a good day, and that's what we're looking for.
How hard was that day in Indy last year with your reshuffled offensive line, and how much nicer is it now, I guess, to see Clady and the guys maybe where they're...
Anytime Clady is in the lineup, I feel really a lot better than I did last year, I guess is the best way to put it. Just Orlando going down, and then we bumped Lewis out, and, you know, Chris stepped in there. We just had a lot of guys in some different parts, and Robert Mathis was coming, and Corey Redding did a great job. I mean, there was a group of guys that were coming off that turf. I mean, it seemed like they were playing at a different speed than us, and like I said, it was a valuable learning experience for us.
How much do you think they're going to miss Mathis? Or has it just changed the complexion of that?
I couldn't. You'd have to ask Greg that. I mean, I just know Robert's a very good player. I mean, I was lucky enough to be with him at the Pro Bowl and kind of pick his brain a little bit. And then when getting to see him play again live, obviously he had a really good game against us.